He boldly directs people in the way, though he is more tremulous in his soul than a blade of straw. Therefore, though his discourse may be splendid, tremor is also latent in his discourse.
Did you hear it? Do you stop that story? Rumi came in to talk about what? Because you are listening, aren't you? You're listening to what? There are logical advices, yes. But there are spiritual advices. What is the difference? The logical is understandable, but the spiritual? My goodness. That is the trick. We have to explain it more. Next paragraph is explanation of this. Then we'll go back to the story of the donkey. Yeah.
The difference between the call of the perfect sheep who is united with God and the words of the imperfect men whose virtues are acquired and artificial.
Did you pay attention? He didn't say the difference between the invitation of a good sheikh and a non-good one. No, he said the difference between when a sheikh, which is kamel, total, and wasil, arrived. There is a difference between this one and the speech of what? Do you remember? And the words of imperfect, whose spiritual virtues are required and artificial, which is not like that. The Persian is more than that, because he talks about the people who are negative, negative, negative. He counts all the negativities in them, because they are, but the negativity starts with what? With fazel. Means apparently they know a lot. They are scientists, they are logically brave, but they are not that stuff. Yes, let's hear.
The illumined sheikh makes his disciple cognizant of the way. Moreover, he causes the light of faith to accompany his words. Strive to become intoxicated and illumined in order that his light may be like the rhyme letter to your discourse. Whatever fruit or vegetable is boiled in grape juice, the flavor of grape juice will be tasted in its syrup.
Okay. There is one word over there which cannot be translated, really. Is aqideh. Aqideh means idea, to believe in something. But the verb in Arabic, aqd and aqd, means to tie something. And aqideh is something which is tied together, somehow assembled. Here, he put them face to face and will say what? He said, okay, let me explain it like this. Whatever you put in a very filthy stuff and boil it in filthy stuff, how could that stuff be? Will be filthy, right? Then he will say, the essence of that filth will go in his idea, or will go in that complicated stuff somewhere and will become the belief. The filthy stuff will be transformed to a belief. If you're not paying attention, if you're just listening and imitating. Yes.
Whether it be syrup of carrots or apples or quinces or walnuts, you will taste in it the delicious flavor of grape juice. When your knowledge is...
It's not grape juice. The word is not dushab. Dushab is not grape juice. Dushab is It's somehow nonsense. If imagine having a big pan of water with one spoon of yogurt stirred in it. That looks like Duchamp. Duchamp is the little friend of Dour somehow. When they don't have the Dour, Dour is yogurt and water. They drink it, and even in here you could find it, right? That's the luxury. When you don't have that, what do you have? That's Duchamp. That's filthy stuff which is no good. Then he will say, okay, when you cook with that, everything smells like that. No matter what you cook in it. Means when you have that filthy idea of being an imitator, being a muqallid, not thinking, not understanding, everything goes wrong. Yes.
When your knowledge is deep in the light of faith, then the contumacious folk derive light from your knowledge.
Yeah, for translation is good to add a when at the beginning, but there is no when at the beginning. And you eliminate that when, then the meaning is different. The first one is when this happens, the second one is this is it, the big law, and he put it that way. Alam, ilm, science, and dar noor chun farghardh shud. When the science transformed with the light will become something else. And you will be changed. Yes.
Whatsoever you say, too, will be luminous. For the sky never rains, not anything but pure water. Become like the sky, become like the cloud, and shed rain. The spout rains, too, but it is not at work productively. The water in the spout is borrowed. The water in the cloud and in the sea is original.
The water in the draining system on your ceiling, you've seen it. Here in Vancouver, you could see the lot, but it's temporary, it's not permanent. Could you live with that water? Could you drink that water? No. But the rain that is coming from the sky, what is the difference between these two? Yeah.
Your thought and cognition resemble the spout. Inspiration and revelation are like the cloud and the sky.
Yeah. There is a difference between what you could think and the inspiration. Isn't it? Could you inspire yourself? Please, any of you, inspire yourself and become the best artist tonight and tomorrow you will be the most famous one. Do it. Inspiration is something that came to Ludwig von Beethoven. From Beethoven up to now, everybody is trying to do something similar. No success. Why? That's it. That tricky stuff, which is not logical, which is not the work of this. I believe several times I told you that I was a very lucky first person. In my teenage time, I discovered the art faculty. Then everything changed because I went to a faculty that they talk about something that they know nothing about it. That's what it is. The teacher will come to you and will teach blah, 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 blah. Next time he comes, he'll say, all the stuff I told you last time, rubbish. We'll talk something else. And you know that these are all nonsense. But you learn from all these nonsenses. Because all of them are trying to do what? What was my teacher trying to do? My teacher was trying to do whatever in Paris he learned from his teachers, from a famous architect, Le Corbusier. So we are listening to something which is coming from that genius, not from this fellow. And like that, it should work. And in a way, it works universally same way. The people will come to the Faculty of Art, they graduate, and they will have a lot of different jobs, but they are not artists. A very few are real artists. They come out and they are that stuff. And guess what? I talked about Le Corbusier, no? This guy went to École des Beaux-Arts, the Fine Art Faculty of Art in Paris, to become architect. And he was kicked out. For 2 years he tried, and they said, no, you're no good. They kicked him out. And he became the most famous architect of France forever. Because nobody knew the trick. Nobody knows that there is something in this fellow. Over there, we actually find some examples to understand what these people are talking about. This is the same. Here, he will use almost the same ideas that, listen, your brain is working, but if your heart is not working, you're an animal. You're not good, you're bad. Because animal is good for animal, but a human being should be a human being, because you, it doesn't matter what you think, what you do, your deeds is what? What do you do in your life? Mainly you connect with other people. If you're bad, you make the situation worse. You should be good for we. Yes.
The rainwater produces a many-colored garden. The spout causes your neighbor to quarrel with you. The ass disputed twice or thrice with the fox. But since he was only an imitator, he was beguiled by him. He had not the glorious power of perception possessed by a true seer. The fox's palaver brought upon him a stroke of apoplexy. Greedy desire to eat and drink made him so despicable that he submitted to him, notwithstanding 500 arguments to the contrary.
Means what? Anybody is listening to this? Okay, two verses. He's talking about the donkey and the fox, and they're doing this and this, but at the end, okay, who is the guilty one here? You tell me. And you pretend to defend the ass and say the fox is the cheater. Don't bring excuses. This is this stupid ass with the greed of eating and blah, blah, blah. Greed. Do you remember we talked about this greed? Greed is an animal. It says that greed will turn him around. It doesn't matter if 500 different logical explanation comes here. That's what it is. Greed is one of the special stuff in imitator, muqallid. Yes.
There's all this Latin stuff I cannot say.
Yes, this is a very, a very special story. Do you remember Rumi started with a very polite attitude in book one. In book one you will not find one bad word. In this book he's using all the bad words intentionally. Why? Because this is bewilderment. He wants to talk about something, you don't get it. And he wants to convince you that, understand it, that you don't get it. Because if you think you get it, you're silly. You have a silly imagination and you think you understand.